John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We've been begging to talk to him and waiting for him to come back, and he's got so much family stuff going on, which is why we now refer to him as Little Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is Brad Williams. Hiya, Brad.
Good morning. Is it still morning? When you have a new baby, you have no idea what time is. You mix baby with pandemic. I don't know if time exists. I'm just kind of awake. That's it. But yes, for your listeners, Brad Williams, hi. I had a kid with my wife.
That's a good way to have him. Yeah, it works better that way.
Yeah, I got to keep all my stuff. Yeah, the kid is now 5 months old. We had a wonderful, healthy baby girl. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a dwarf, a little person, person of short stature. My wife is not. That's how you know I'm funny. And the child is also a dwarf. And my wife is Chinese, which means we had an Asian dwarf baby. I'm pretty sure that's the most valuable baby on Earth.
Does that come up on the census?
Yes. If you check the Asian dwarf baby box, it just means they send you a bag of money and gold because they want to make sacrifices to the Asian dwarf baby. Asian dwarf baby isn't even a kid. It's currency. Let's be honest. Asian dwarf baby, this is the cutest thing, the most adorable child you've ever seen in your entire life. Baby Yoda, go F yourself. You have nothing on what I call the ADB. You got nothing on the ADB.
I'm not one for these, but I might as well ask, did you have a reveal party?
Oh, the gender reveal. No. Why? Listen, it's 2020. What's the point of the gender reveal party? You don't even know if they're going to have whatever they have down there their entire lives anymore.
Right, that's true.
So you don't know. So why do the thing? How narcissistic do you have to be? No, we didn't have a gender reveal party. We had a dwarfism reveal party.
Yes.
And what happens in a dwarfism reveal party, we knew that our daughter was going to be a dwarf because when we cut the cake, inside of the cake was a smaller cake. That's when we knew. 5 months old, you know, people are asking like, oh, are you sleeping? And I go, well, I'm a good parent, so no. If someone has a new child and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping 8 hours at night, you're like, I'm going to call child services on you. That is not. You are ignoring that kid. So, yeah, not sleeping, but everyone's doing great. Wife is doing well. And
dude, I want to tell you, I'm really happy for you. I really am happy for you, you know, because look, I love your wise ass attitude. I love everywhere you come from, but I have a real good understanding of you as a guy and you and your relationship with your father. And I can only imagine how overjoyed you are right now having a kid of your own. So I want you to know that I'm just in love with the idea that you're a father.
Thank you. And if you're sitting there at home going, well, Brad, are you working during the pandemic? Not really. And the Asian dwarf baby doesn't eat rainbows and sunshine. So
you're going back on the road?
I'll be back on the road at the end of July. But if you want to support the Asian dwarf baby, go to cameo.com/Brad Williams comic, and you can pay me a small fee to do a little shout out to yourself or to a friend. I've wished people happy birthdays. I've wished people happy divorces. It's all good. I will do that, and you can put some diapers on the Asian dwarf baby. We've got the wife, we've got the ADB, and the 80-pound pit bull in the house.
Forgot about the pit bull.
Right.
And we just have to keep the 80-pound pit bull fed so the 80-pound pit bull doesn't look at the Asian dwarf baby and think, appetizer. So...
But you could buy the dog a saddle.
Yeah. Oh, God. I could do that, and then I don't have to use Ubers anymore.
I was thinking more for the baby myself, you know.
I'm a businessman. I mean, although I will say, there was that viral video, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, this guy that does halftime shows where he puts a monkey on the back of a dog?
Yes.
So, I mean, I could end his business by putting an Asian dwarf baby on the back of a pit bull. That would be, oh my God.
There you go.
That would, I mean, how much money would you pay to see the Asian dwarf baby ride the pit bull? I feel like just saying that sentence, I probably cast a spell on
somebody. Just love hearing you say Asian dwarf baby over and over again. I think it's hysterical.
My whole goal, why I keep saying Asian dwarf baby over and over again, is because I want Angelina Jolie to hear this and go, Asian dwarf baby, even I don't have one of those. That's the goal.
I didn't know if you had a boy or a girl, and I was going to ask, at what age do you start sharing clothes?
You know, I'm not going to judge anyone if they wear whatever gender's clothes they wear, so at probably another 2 years. But if work keeps going like it's going, which is none, probably sharing even faster than that. So, yeah. But yes, and then if you're thinking right now, wow, Brad keeps talking about the Asian dwarf baby. I'd like to see a photo of this Asian dwarf baby and see if it's really as cute as he says he is. Yeah, just go to my Instagram. Just go to Brad Williams Comic. I put some photos up there.
Although right now, like Steve showed me a picture yesterday, and until someone mentioned it, I wouldn't have known that it was an ADB.
They were actually able to tell in the womb. They did the ultrasound and they could measure limbs. It's really amazing technology. It's funny because right before the doctor told us if we were having a dwarf child or not, she said, oh, do you have a preference? And I'm like, why'd you ask me that? I didn't have a preference till the moment you said this. But I did have a preference, and I wanted a dwarf child just because I don't want the kid to grow up and like be an average size kid and then be bigger than me. And then when she turns 9 and I'm trying to discipline her, she like picks me up and punts me. I don't want that. I don't get to make too many jokes right now. I mean, I got this new one that makes the dwarf baby laugh, which is a... Oh, yeah, it goes, where are your hands? Oh, she loves that joke. Oh, great joke. She just laughs every time. Which, don't get me wrong, it is very heartwarming. I love it, but I don't think that that's going to be my new opener when I get back out there on the road.
Okay. So, well, look, dude, you are always welcome. If you ever need us, you know we're there for you. If you're trying to get a hold of Brad, follow him on Twitter at FunnyBrad, right, on Instagram at Brad Williams Comic, and of course on Cameo. Come on, help the dwarf baby out. The dwarf baby needs dwarf baby food, right? Go to Cameo, have a video made. What's the baby's name? We never even heard that.
I don't like to say the baby's name out loud. I don't like to say the name publicly. I will say that this is how you know my wife is an amazing person. She let me name my child after my favorite football player.
It's a Broncos player.
Yeah, so Jerome Bettis Williams. That
beautiful. I knew it.
Jerome Bettis Williams, JBW. It's going to look grandma law firm someday.
Brad Williams, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
It's the John DeBella Show.
Not this jackass get a show.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.